This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. In Chhattisgarh, 8 security personnel and a vehicle driver were killed in an improvised explosive device IED blast triggered by the Maoists in Bijapur district this afternoon. Maoists blamed an IED targeting a vehicle carrying security personnel of Dantewada district reserve guard when they were returning to their camp. The incident took place near Ambedi village on Kutru Bedre Road in Bijapur district. President Draupadi Murmu has condemned the attack on District Reserve Guard soldiers in Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, President Murmu said the country is committed to completely eradicating Naxalism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the railways is undergoing a transformation with the promotion of Make in India initiative. He said modern coaches are being developed for metros and railways. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for key railway projects in Jammu and Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha through video conferencing. In a move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. He also inaugurated the Cherlapalli New Terminal Station in Telangana and laid the foundation stone of Raigada Railway Division building of East Coast Railway. President Draupadi Murmu today stated that the government is working for the upliftment of all sections of society, including scheduled tribes. Addressing a women representatives belonging to scheduled tribes from the Panchayati Raj institutions of different states at Rashtrapati Bhavan, President Murmu said Panchayati Raj institutions have been the cornerstone of Indian democracy. She said these institutions have played an important role in the empowerment of women. The pre-budget consultations chaired by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for the forthcoming Union Budget 2025-26 concluded in New Delhi today. The consultations were held over a month-long period and started on 6 December last year. In the course of the in-person consultations, more than 100 invitees across 9 stakeholder groups participated in the meetings. They include experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, MSME, trade and services, industry economists, financial sector and capital markets. Amid rising concerns of an outbreak of human metapneumovirus HMPV in China, 2 cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research has detected the cases in a 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both the infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. Meanwhile, Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said health experts have clarified that HMPV is not a new virus. In a video message on social media, he said that the virus was first identified in the year 2001 and it has been circulating in the world for many years. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced his resignation as leader of the ruling Liberal Party. Mr. Trudeau said he will remain Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen. Trudeau, leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years and Prime Minister for 9 years, was facing a rebellion from his own party members and also grew unpopular because of his policies. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has noted the media reports on airstrikes on Afghan civilians in which several precious lives, including women and children, have been lost. He said India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbours for its own internal failures. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a 15-member women's squad for India's upcoming 3-match ODI series against Ireland. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur and ace pacer Renuka Singh Thakur have been rested for the series. Smriti Mandhana will lead the women in blue, while Deepti Sharma will serve as the vice captain. The ODI series will begin on 10th of this month, with the second match scheduled for 12th and the final match taking place on 15th of January. And that is the end of this news bulletin.